Monday, the 1st of December. Good morning, kids, and welcome to Kids Corner here at Radio Veritas. Well, today is, of course, World AIDS Day. And this is a really important day. I was thinking about this day, thinking about how much hope coming up to World AIDS Day I was feeling this year, and have actually for some years. When I was a child, AIDS was a death sentence disease. It was a disease that if you got it, it didn't matter who you were going to die. I remember someone talking about it as a 100% death sentence, that every patient they ever treated who had AIDS died from AIDS. And it's not like that in our time, is it? Things have changed. We, human beings, have come up with amazing treatments for AIDS, and at the front of those are antiretroviral drugs. And the antiretroviral drugs have been amazing because they mean that AIDS is no longer a death sentence. It's just a disease one lives with and manages. Like other lifestyle diseases, we have diseases like diabetes and migraines, and the people who suffer from them do have a disease and they do need to be careful. But as long as you take your medication, as long as you do the things the doctors ask you to do, you can manage. And AIDS has become that kind of a disease. And I was thinking especially today about how, I don't know if any of you remember this, but right back at the beginning of the pandemic, do some of you remember the pandemic? You were very small then. Right back at the beginning of the pandemic, many doctors were very, very worried about what would happen to their AIDS patients. Would the pandemic be worse if you had AIDS? And we know now, statistically, that it didn't make a great difference. And that is really the result of the drugs that we have developed as human beings, the drugs that people who have AIDS are on. So you might be somebody who has AIDS. Lots of children do. I know that there are some schools that I've been to where they ring a bell at a particular time in the day, and that's the time for everyone to take their ARVs, to take their AIDS medication. And if that's the case, then you should be grateful that your school is helping you to remember. And maybe if you know somebody who has some other disease that needs daily medication, they should also take it at that time, if that's what their doctors want. So AIDS is a story for me of hope. It is a story of something terrible that we found the cure for. And once we found the cure for it, we were able to manage it. I like the story in a way because it reminds us that we human beings are incredibly creative. We have the capacity to sort out and fix some of the problems we have in our world, or to find solutions for them to help people live better lives. It's worth having an International AIDS Day, a World AIDS Day, to remember that we do need to have governments put money into medicine. We need to have governments be willing to fund drugs that people need to live. And we need to have people take responsibility for their own lives and their own health in order for us to live in a better world. So let's pray now for everyone who suffer from AIDS. Let's pray that God may continue to help them to live a full life, and also help them to remember to look to medicine and to their doctors for advice and for the drugs they need in order to live that life. And let's also remember everyone who may be suffering from some disease at the moment to which we don't have a cure. And we ask the Holy Spirit now to pray with us and in us and through us that there might be cures found to all diseases. Let's pray together in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Lord, we pray for everyone who may suffer from a disease. We pray for the doctors and the nurses, for the pharmacists, the chemists, the people who develop drugs for particular illnesses, that they may be inspired to find cures for whatever illnesses there are in the world. We pray for the people who suffer from illness, that they may find a friendly doctor who will help them, who will be compassionate with them, and help them to live a full life. We ask this in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.